Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I am sitting in for Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. We've given her a little vacation today, so I will be doing the show. We thank the Lord for her and what God is doing in her life and her ministry. But you want to go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that we're alive and on the air. I'm Prophetess Yvonne, founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. But I'm sitting in for Minister Elaine today so that she can get a break and restoration and all that good stuff that we sometimes need. So call a neighbor, call a friend, tweet them, Facebook them, do what you do, amen, to let them know that we are live and on the air. A couple of quick announcements. We want to remind you of our conference call on Friday, September 6th at 6 p.m. Connect with us on Facebook at Prophetess Yvonne A. Rao, or go to her page, Minister Elaine Jackson or Elaine Jackson, and you can find the reminders there, the phone numbers, the access code. You do need to put in the access code to be a part of it. But this is ministry with you in mind. Amen. This, you have opportunity to call in, get your prayer requests made, and we'll pray for you. We'll do all that on Friday. Amen. The 6th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So tell a friend, tell a neighbor. If you have a prayer request, get on the line. We're going to have a word from the Lord, a preach word from the Lord, and then we're going to have those of you who need prayer. You don't have to say your name, but tell us you're calling from so we'll know what area we're reaching. And then you need prayer, call in, and we'll have someone there to pray for you. All right, with that being said, we're going to keep it on and popping. This is a 15-minute show. We want to get the word out. I have Pastor Joseph Rao here. He's going to open us up in prayer real quick, and then we're going to get in the word. Hey, while we're doing that, you want to call somebody, tweet them, text them, tell them that we're live and on the air at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. It's going down today. Amen. In Jesus' name, hope. Pastor, God bless you. Do our opening prayer.
God bless you, Prophetess. Father, we are excited about what you are getting ready to do today, oh God. We're excited because we know that the best is yet to come. Oh, devil, we are serving notice on you today. Your time is up. We declare that you are a defeated foe. We declare right now that we have the victory. Oh, God, I thank you right now for what you're getting ready to do for your people. Oh, God, I thank you that sickness has got to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you right now that poverty has got to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray right now that you, as you get ready to deliver your people, we stand, oh, God, in awe of your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you right now that we are looking to the hills today from which cometh our help. We know that our help coming from you, Lord, for you created the heavens and the earth. And so we are sending back lack in the name of Jesus. We're sending back sickness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you right now. Today, devil, you've got to get on your side of the line. The line has been drawn. You are a defeated foe. Oh, God, I thank you right now for the speaker on today. I thank you for the rhema word that you have given her. Oh, God, I thank you right now. Anoint her voice afresh. Oh, God, we just praise you in advance for what you're getting ready to do. Strengthen her, Lord. Anoint her now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. We honor you right now. We know, oh, God, that if it had not been for you that was on our side, where would we be today, oh, God, and what would we be doing? We are excited about what you're going to do, oh, God. We're excited about the new thing, the improved thing, the awesome thing that you're getting ready to do in our lives. We thank you for the new level. Oh, God, I thank you for the new level that you're getting ready to take us to. And we know, oh, God, that this is the day that you have made. So we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, I thank you right now that Jesus is alive and well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that awesome prayer. Amen. God is so good. and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We thank you for what he's doing and what he's going to do. We're going to go real quickly. I'm going to go another way. We're going to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And I want to talk about a new thing. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ. I want to stop right there because, you know, some people think they're in Christ, but they're not in Christ. So you need to check yourself to see if you be in Christ. Some of us are in the church, but we're not in Christ. Some of us are in denominations, but we're not in Christ. Some of us are in ministries, but we're not in Christ. So it says, therefore, if any man, meaning mankind, it just didn't mean the man. Well, amen, got to fix it, straighten it up, make it right. It says, if any man, meaning mankind, be in Christ, be in Christ. Come on, I'm going to help somebody today. Just because you go to church, that don't mean you're in Christ. There are a whole lot of folks sitting up in the church on their way to hell because they don't know Jesus. They never asked him to come into their heart, save them. They don't know Jesus, so they're not in Christ. That's why they can come out the church and go into the club and have no conviction. They can come out the church, sit around with Susie, Johnny, Ricky, and Mike, and feel absolutely nothing. Go back to the church, drinking, smoking, and everything they're big enough to do, singing the choir, preach the word, sit up there on the pulpit, because they're not in Christ. But the Bible declares that if any man be in Christ, any man, mankind, man, woman, child, boy, girl, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. I come to tell somebody today that you're a new creature. I don't know what you were yesterday. I don't know what you thought about being yesterday. But today, because you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me just stop here. Let's do something real quickly. If you listen to this show and you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to say, yes, Lord. Come on. Come on. We want you in Christ. We want you in Christ. We don't want you in the church. I mean, we want you to go to church, but we don't want you just in the church. We want you in Christ. So with that being said, I want to give you the opportunity real quickly. You've never made Jesus Lord. This is your opportunity. Just say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I ask you to come into my heart and save me. I believe that you live and died and rose again just for me. Forgive me of my sins, come into my heart, and be Lord in Jesus' name. Now, there we go. You are in Christ. If you said that prayer, amen. You are in Christ. You're part of the body of Christ. Welcome to the body of Christ. I want to encourage you to get your Bible and begin to read your Bible so that you can know about this man named Jesus, so that you can have a personal relationship with him, so that when you go to church and they start talking about Jesus, you'll have your Bible to read, and you'll know what they're saying because now you are in Christ. All right, well, now that we've taken care of that business, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I come to release the anointing of a new creature. Whatever you were yesterday, you're not that today because God is releasing the anointing of a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. What happened yesterday has passed away. What happened 5 minutes ago has passed away. What happened 2 seconds ago has simply passed away. He said, all things are passed away, and behold, which means stop, hold up, wait a minute, let's examine this thing. Behold, look at it, look at it, look at it. All that stuff that happened 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, last week, last month, last year. He said, behold, wait, look at that, look. All that stuff has passed away. He said, behold, all things, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. I want to tell you that everything you're about to do from this day forth, it's going to be new. Why? Because now you are in Christ. Oh, no. I'm not talking about in the church. I'm talking about in Christ. Don't get it twisted. Don't nobody fool you. Just because you go to church, that don't mean you're in Christ. You're in Christ when you begin to read your word and build a relationship with him and talk to him, pray, fast, and believe. Faith without works is dead. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer of the word. Then you're in Christ.
You don't have to wait for somebody to tell you, well, God said this. You are in Christ. He will speak to you. No, I'm not trying to make you no prophet. No, 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 no. Don't get that wrong. Don't get it twisted. Any father speaks to his children. And because God is our father, he will speak to his children. Now, remember, he speaks to us, but he'll correct us, too. Can I go there? He's not just going to tell you everything that's sugar and spice and, well, amen. He will correct you, too. He'll tell you, you know what, you need to stop that. No, you cannot drink on Saturday night and go sing in the choir on Sunday morning. That's the kind of stuff he'll do when you're in Christ. He'll tell you how long your dress needs to be. He'll tell you whether you should be covering up. He'll tell you what kind of pants you need to wear. If men, let me talk to the brothers, because sometimes we leave the brothers out. Men, he'll tell you when not to wear them pants so tight up in the church. He'll tell you how to dress if you're in Christ. Because I know there's some people that say they go to church every Sunday, they in every committee, yet they look toe up from the floor up. And I'm like, Lord, how is this? How is this? And he said they're just simply not in Christ. They're in the church. They're in the ministry. They're in the denomination. They know what to do according to the methodology that they have, but they are not in Christ. When you're in Christ, you have a relationship with Christ. You talk to him. He talks back to you. He tells you whether you're right. He tells you when you're wrong. Oh, come on now. He's chasing those that he loves. He don't just tell us, oh, you know, he pat you on the back, you did a good job. You know, you're wonderful. He tell you, no, stop that. You're lying. You're cheating. Come on. You're not tithing. You're not giving. You're spending my money. You're a robber. You're taking my money, going to Walmart, Kmart, Macy's, Neiman Marcus, and spending the money that you should be tithing with. He said, that's why I can't rebuke the devourer for your sake, because you're not tithing, you're not giving. That's the kind of stuff he'll talk to you about. See, we don't want to hear that kind of stuff. We want to hear, thus says the Lord, and God's going to give you this, and God's going to give you a brand new house and a brand new car. Yeah, he'll do that too. You don't have a problem with that. But, honey, you got to get your heart right. And the only way to get your heart right is that you got to be in Christ. The church is there to encourage you, to exhort you, to help make disciples of you. But you yourself is responsible for your own walk in Christ. You're responsible for your own life in Christ. You're not going to get there on Judgment Day and say, well, you know, I went to the church, and this church I went to, they did this, that, and the other, so I just don't. No, 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 that's not going to work. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, check yourself, see if you're in Christ. Because some of y'all are just in the church. Some of y'all are just in the ministry. Some of y'all are just in, I don't know, whatever. But you're not in Christ. I encourage you, I exhort you today to be in Christ. Learn about him. Let him into your secret place. Let him into those places that nobody else could go into. Let him into those places and be in Christ. So any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. I don't care how long they've been there. I don't care how long they've been trying to do it, how long they've been coming against you. No, when you're in Christ, you are a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Honey, start walking like you're new. Start acting like you're new. Start talking like you're new. Start being that new person that you are in Christ. Yeah, I don't know what you used to be. You might not be what you want to be, but, baby, if you're in Christ, you're not what you used to be. You might have used to be a liar and a whore and a cheater and drinking and drugging and all that stuff, but you're not that anymore. You're in Christ, and he's changed you. He's made you a new creature. So all that stuff has just passed away. And if you're struggling with it, pray. That's that personal relationship. Because you're in Christ, you know him now. You can talk to him and say, Lord, I'm struggling in this area. I need you to help me. I tried, I can't do it. Pray, and he'll help you. We've already said the prayer of salvation. Hopefully you made Jesus Lord if you don't know him. I say, Jesus, welcome to the body of Christ. But read this in your own devotional time, because we want you in Christ. We're not concerned about you being in the church. We want you in the church. That's wonderful. But we want you in Christ. You have a personal relationship with him in Jesus' name. I want to thank Minister Elaine for this opportunity to be a part of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. God is doing great and mighty things in this ministry. Go to her Facebook page and be a part of what she's doing. She has a blog and just all kind of things that God has given her to do. Be a part of that. Amen. With that being said, we only had 15 minutes, so we had to try to put a gavel on the court. Amen. We're going to get out of here so we don't go over our time. But, again, I want to thank her for the opportunity to be on the show. We're going to get out of here. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for that prayer. Mm-hmm. But we're going to get out of here in Jesus' name because we're in Christ. And how many know when you're in Christ, you're disciplined? Well, amen. I'm going to let that go. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we're in Christ. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. God bless you. Come back next week in the name of Jesus and see what the Lord is doing and be a blessing. Get a part of this ministry, see what God is doing. She's a part of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. She's one of the part of the WOW team. So get connected. Get connected. Join in. Become a disciple of Jesus Christ because now you're in Christ. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next week.